Yeah, we got this stuff going on with the baby, you know, about the all homophobic or, you know, stuff like that. I feel that probably not a whole lot of people really got offended by it. Yeah, have people got offended from it? I'm sure a lot, but, well, not a lot, but out of the whole population, I'm sure a lot of them probably didn't even care, probably didn't get offended. I think that people who do support that or just support homosexuality, they're just, I feel that they're using that as a way to push the agenda, to get people to accept that behavior. So, you know, you're using a black man, a black young man, as an example. You're using him as an example. That's the perfect guy to use it as an example, because he's black. You know what I'm saying? So why not? You know what I'm saying? Generally, who in the hell wants to be accountable for anything? Who does? If, meaning, like, if you did something to someone, and if you can get away with doing that stuff to someone, and you don't have to suffer any consequences, why not? Fuck it. I'm going to continue to do it. So what's a way to do that? You just blame the black man. B2BM. BTBM. That's my little shit I be saying nowadays. BTBM. People are like, what the fuck that mean? Blame the black man. Because that's what the fuck people do in this society. They blame the black man for all kinds of shit. You know, imagery means a lot. It's very powerful. What do you think stereotypes derive from? You know, what do you think racism derives from? Just looking at somebody and judging them before you even fucking know them. So why not blame the black man? And hell, they absorb any damn thing else. You know what I'm saying? As a white person or as a non-black person, I've been doing all kinds of shit to black people, saying all kinds of shit to black people. They just take it in and they don't think nothing of it. It ain't nothing. Fuck it. Let me go ahead and just blame some more shit on him, you know, fuck it. You know, and then he just taking it in like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? So fuck it, why not? Because you see all these other people that be saying little shit, doing little shit or whatever. They might get a little criticism here and there or whatever, but you know, it'll last for half a day or whatever. They may be saying it on social media. Most likely they're not. You know, media ain't gonna really be saying anything but think about it or whatever, and that's that. No fucking big deal. Trump say all kinds of crazy ass shit. If Trump would have said the same shit that the baby said, wouldn't have been no big fucking deal. Look at this shit. That shit that the baby said was on major media. That shit was on ABC News. How about some shit that he said? ABC fucking News. Is it that fucking serious? Is it that serious? They playing that B2BM ass shit. And this is another thing, and this is the defense of like what racist ass white people be saying. I'm about to get it right here. Check this out. This is what they say. Oh, victim mentality. What the fuck is that? You guys gonna make some bullshit up just so you can get away with your shit? So you making shit up? That shit is stupid. That sounds like some shit. That's like, it's like now it's at the point, it's like arguing with a kid. You know what I'm saying? That'll say something a kid would say, you know, I'm not even going to argue with you. What the fuck I need to argue with you? You making shit up. This shit is childish. Because what it exactly is yeah, like I said, you can say something. I was trying to think of what to say. I'll look up some shit, but you know, this is exactly what I said. you know, you can use that or whatever, make up shit or whatever, just so you can get away with shit, you know. But yeah, yeah, BTBM, that's what the society is all about. You know, and just generally not being held accountable for your actions if you don't have to be. And if you running shit, so your own kind is going to take you down. It's going to have to be the ones who have to clean everything up and pretty much take you to jail, convict you, your own kind. So, you know, a lot of people have this sense of entitlement, and a lot of people feel like they're invincible. Who the fuck is going to condemn me? Who the fuck is going to convict me? My motherfucking uncle, or my relative, you know, they're this, they're that. They're a fucking judge, or they're this and they're that. They run shit. They run this city. They run this state. What the fuck I need to? I'm not worried about shit. I can do what the fuck I want to do. You feel what I'm saying? So stop that shit. Stop, you know, you say that about black people. Oh, be held accountable and, you know, all this shit. No, you need to do that shit. You need to fucking do that shit. So, you know, that's me. I'm speaking my mind very well. All right, let me give y'all the definition of gender role, because that's what we're going to be talking about. So the role or behavior learned by a person as appropriate to their gender, determined by the prevailing cultural norms. So I don't know, you can call it caveman mentality, or you can call it Ike and Tina Turner, whatever you want to call it, right? Whatever the stereotypes and all that, or whatever what you want to call it. But me, I think that gender roles are important. First of all, we got to start off with the body parts. That is extremely significant. Also, we got to talk about the obvious differences with strength. This kind of relates to race too, because I'm like, we all need to accept diversity, right? And we all need to acknowledge why we are the way that we are. It's like, what is the point of trying to pretend something that's not? But at the same time, what's so hard about being respectful to people, treating people right? What the fuck is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. And it's not hard. This shit is fucking easy. You know why it's easy? Because kids do it. So this shit is fucking easy. But this is what I'm going back to. So I don't see anything wrong with a woman embracing herself, embracing what she is. She clearly, you know, she has a vagina. The average woman is smaller than the average man. You can take a woman the same exact size as a man, right? Let's say as a man, and he's 6'3" and he weighs 200 pounds, and a woman is 200 pounds. Who's going to be stronger? Most likely it's going to be the man, right? They're the same exact size, and a man is stronger than a woman, right? Who is fucking who? Can a woman fuck a man? Well, if she riding him, I don't know. That's considered a woman fucking a man?
Yeah.
Technically?
To end technicality, wait.
But what is she fucking? So I'm just saying, like, the man has to initiate the sex, right? Does the man have to nigga? He got to get hard. And she riding, she wouldn't be riding that if the motherfucker didn't get an erection, right? And I ain't talking about old folks, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to be real. I'm trying to break it down to real simple form here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like there's I don't know if that makes any sense what I'm saying. Let me try to make a little bit more sense with my point. I feel that a man has a natural ability to lead a woman just physically, just from that standpoint alone. You know what I'm saying? His physical presence is a little bit more dominant than a woman physically. I think, you know, I think that's just the way it is. It's not what I think, it's that is the way it is. But at the same time, this man has to respect this woman. That does not mean that he is above her. That does not mean that he is a just above her and he do what the fuck she do what the fuck she tell him to do and she bow down and no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he is physically a leader because of his physical presence, because of his physical strength, his physical abilities that he has over her. And I feel that it is his obligation to protect her. Okay, now a woman has different kinds of strength. You know what I'm saying? So her strength is not going to be stronger than him per se, but as far as like other things, like mentally, psychologically, and internally, she has a whole lot of strength. Internally, a woman probably has more strength than a man, but physically, no, because you know, obviously, you know, a baby, you know, in pregnancy and menstrual cycles, that's internal strength right there. That's a lot of strength, a lot of physical abuse that a woman is going through already, you know. But that's another thing, you know, we start talking about abusive relationships, and it's usually the male that's physically abusing the female, right? Sometimes it's the other way around, but it's usually the case. That's because he knows, and she knows, that he is physically stronger than her. Right, but that's another thing. Okay, you're talking about abuse mentally and physically. That's usually the case too, where the male is physically or mentally abusing the female. Because you want to get to that now. Okay, so you know, you got these things called hormones. You got these things called emotions. A lot of women go through a lot of emotions. A lot of women go through, you know, their hormones they work differently than typical male. That's just like if you see a male, he's always crying and whining. Yeah, I'm reaching out to you ladies. He's crying and he's whining. The first thing you're thinking, he's like, yeah, like a female. Yeah, like a bitch. That's the first thing you're going to think. And when you get mad at the brother, that's the first thing you're going to say. Oh, you's a bitch. That's the first thing you're going to say. It is. Because, wait a minute. Like, he don't have the hormones that I got. So, where is this coming from? Why is he acting like this? So, yeah, in my opinion, I think it is a duty for the man to be mentally tough. I think the man has to be mentally tougher than the woman, because the woman is going through a lot of these things, you know, saying pregnancies, menstrual cycles, and your mood swings. So if the man is going, you know, having all these little emotional episodes and getting emotional all the time, how is the relationship going to work out? How is the marriage going to work out? It's not going to work out. You guys are always going to be up and down, you know, somebody got to be strong. And not to say that a woman can't be strong. There's a lot of times where women, like I say, are very strong, can endure a whole lot. You know, I will say mentally, women are just as strong as men mentally. I will say that. And just because, you know, you got, you know, emotions or whatever, that doesn't necessarily make you mentally weak. But I'm just saying, like, there's times where, so I'm gonna take that back. I'm gonna say the man can't be, I'm gonna take that back. The woman has, it'd be good for both to be mentally tough as much as possible. That's good you brought that up, mental toughness. That's probably up in the air. So I don't see that right there. I'm gonna have to hold back on that, because, you know, there's a lot of mentally tough women. Like, there's a lot of black women who are very mentally tough. I really feel that black women are some of the strongest humans on earth. Like, you know, then I was looking at this stat and looking at suicide rates and black women has the lowest suicide rate. I mean, I saw that, you know, in America. I saw that. I was just like blown away. I was like, wow. I wasn't very surprised, but I was just very like just impressed. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the things that the black women endure, I look at a lot of the criticism that black women face, you know, even by their own people, you know what I'm saying? And then for you to go through that and, you know, look at Simone Biles, you know what I'm saying? Like that bullshit she going through, they blew that shit way out of proportion, man. They blew that way out of that, you know, when she didn't decided, you know, not to do some of her events. She didn't quit the whole goddamn Olympics. She just decided not to do a couple of events because she just felt like she wasn't mentally there. People got all over calling her a quitter and all this. It was a lot of men who was criticizing her or whatever. I saw a lot of white men criticizing her. So it's like, you mean to tell me that black women are stronger than white men? So anyway, just joking. So, but yeah, that takes a lot of mental toughness to endure all that. People act like it's just a walk in the park. Oh, you just ignore them and that'll be it. Shit, get the fuck out of here. You know, I gotta live here. I live on earth. I gotta be around you people. You feel what I'm saying? That's not easy to endure all of that kinds of shit. I tell you this, you know, man, Simone Biles, man, if you need some support, come my way. No, but for real, no. As a brother to a sister, man, you know, hey, you know what? Ignore them and keep doing you. I'm proud of you. You ain't got nothing to prove to these racist ass white folks, because that's the fuck who's mainly hating on you. Fuck them. They can eat a dick. Fuck white supremacy like that. Yeah, seriously. I ain't feeling. I don't like white supremacy. And that's what they're just trying to just provoke people to hate you because they already hate you. They was just too pussy to say it really. And they still too pussy to really say it, you know, out front, just to put it out there. Like, I don't fucking like black folks. I don't like Simone Biles. Just say it. Quit being a pussy. You know what I'm saying? Instead, you're trying to play this little childish mind game or whatever and try to get everybody against you and all that. So, hey, you know, keep your head up and hang in there, whatever. And you're already the greatest. When gender roles or whatever, when it comes to the fellas, I feel like, yeah, we are naturally stronger than women. But we want to use our strengths the wrong way, you know, abuse, whether it's mental or physical. And that's some punk ass shit. You know, use that toughness or use that strength to take care of your woman, to make sure she's all right, make sure she's safe, make sure she's in a good environment. Yeah, a woman feeds off of you. Your woman right now that you with is feeding off of you. I don't give a fuck. She could be domineering, controlling. At the end of the day, you dicking her down. You fucking her. Okay, the sex starts with you when you decide that you want to give her some dick, whether she riding you or not. You know what I'm saying? So if she want to get some dick, she got to go through you. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you do her right. You don't abuse her. She's a precious jewel. She worships you. She does. If the woman's in love with you, that woman worships the ground you walk on. She really does. Fucking act like it. This whole shit is getting out of control. It's getting way out of control. All this shit, all this gay shit going on, all this no gender roles, all this feminism. It is ridiculous. It really is, man. Things getting way complicated. It's kind of beneficial in a way because we're learning ourselves as humans. But we lost the alpha role. We really did, man. You know, like, there's such thing as pants and panties. You know what I'm saying? Men not supposed to wear panties. Panties is for coochies, women, for women who has vaginas, not dicks. Come on now. And then the ladies, y'all got a role to play. Okay, ladies, y'all know where I stand with the homosexuality thing. I think it's a mental disorder. I think that it needs to be addressed. So I'm not saying treat these people like some kind of motherfucking freak, fucking crazy ass motherfuckers at a mental institution. I'm not saying that, man. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that it's a bigger issue than people make it out to be. As far as that side of it goes, medically, it is. You know, and then a lot of the stuff that happens to them and how they get that way is usually traumatic. What led to how you got that way has been some kind of traumatic experience you went through, and it was hard for you to get through it. It was hard for you to get over it. So we need to get to the real core of what the fuck is really going on here. You know what I'm saying? And then you know, I don't want to get into you know, how, you know, homosexuals have their relationship, and then I don't really have too much knowledge of that because I ain't around it and I ain't gay, so I can't really get into that. But I would say I wish that people would get some help. I really do, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But if you happy, you are where you at or whatever, keep doing what you're doing. Just don't try to provoke or force people to believe in what you believe in and to live the way that you live. Leave people alone. This whole agenda shit is crazy right now. It's fucking shit up. And then obviously the kids. Leave those damn kids alone, man. Like, let a kid be a fucking kid. It's a fucking kid. No, you're not fucking born gay. That is an opinion. It's not a fact. I don't care if you think it's a fact and you got some kind of paperwork or article or whatever to prove that. Get the fuck out of here. A baby don't know what the fuck is going on. It's a fucking baby. You have to teach it to be a fucking, well, if it's a boy, you got to teach it to, it has to learn how to be a boy. If it's a girl, you have to teach it, it has to learn how to be a girl. It's that simple. And that's why I was going over body parts. You know, you got penises and vaginas. It starts with that. It's common anatomy. And then you say, oh, well, what if they're born with both? Well, then you treat it like a girl and a boy. And then if it want to decide when it's grown or whatever to treat it like a goddamn boy, it's going to be a boy. That's their choice at the end of the day, whether what the fuck they want to be. Yeah, like that shit never happens. People say that stupid ass shit or whatever, just to try to twist shit up or whatever. People say that stupid ass shit, but I gotta try to say some shit or whatever just to have a peace of mind and open our minds and just try to be truthful and real. But I said what I said. But you know, let me go ahead and get L up over here. What you got to say?
First of all, I mean, shit, I'm not really in a relationship like that. I'm not in a relationship at all. I've been single for a while, but at the same time, I mean, I look at life like, or I look at, you know, the time that you invest in a person, you know, it better be well invested. That money better be well spent. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's levels to this shit, you know, between compatibility levels, between, you know, really realizing who you with or the type of person that you about to be with. When you get past all that, those obstacles and that obstacle course, it's all about how you steer the boat. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, I mean, in my view, the household that I grew up with, you know, the male has always been dominant, but at the same time, he can show you how you're supposed to love a woman. Meaning the head of the household, the father, the uncle, whatever the case may be. My stepfather, you know, showed me, you know, a male dominant role in a marriage to where, you know, mom stays home, take care of the house, cook, clean, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? And he the breadwinner, he go ahead and get the, you know, the bacon, all type of money. It depends on that person, the type of household that they grew up in. You know, it all falls back to that and what their role models, male role models are for the male in general, and female role model. I mean, females could be daughters growing up in houses where they see their mom, that's the predominant head of household, making the bills, father's never around. They could look at that as, you know, the women lead the role. My thing is this, any relationship we have and have, but let me tell you something, I'm a man first, you know what I'm saying? So if there's a decision to be locked in, I'm gonna lock that in. We gonna work on coming to a decision together, but at the end of the day, I'll have that green light. I'll have that last say, because as a man, it's your job. A lot of women, it'd be crazy, right? A lot of women be saying that they want, you know, a sensitive man, or, you know, they want a man to open up and all this type of stuff. You know, they need a sweet side, but that shit is all bullshit. You know, at the end of the day, what a woman wants is to be choked, her hair pulled, and on some jungle shit when they having sex, when they aggressively are being passionate with each other. You see what I'm saying? Female may say one thing, but a female role, they always look for that male dominance. It goes back to shit, our ancestor days when, you know, the male role was to go out, go to war and shit, right? They were soldiers. Most of them was knights, whatever the case may be. And the women stayed home and had the babies. Babies after babies. Took care of the house, took care of the cleaning. The men went off and did war. You know what I'm saying? This shit is 300 Sparta in this bitch. So if you look at it through generations of time and those lead examples that I gave, I mean, it could be equal, but you still have to play your role. Everybody has their role to play in a relationship. Women can't get mad at men for playing their role, and men can't be mad at women when, you know, they have a little bit of an opinion to express. But just be careful, right? You have an opinion to express, but when you're trying to dominate or do something that a male generally can do either better or capable of, or it's just his role to play, then we get into an issue, right? It's like if a burglar comes into your house or something, you want to be equal and play that dominant role, or say, you know, a man don't leave me, all right, then I'm gonna be in the bed with the covers all the way up to my head, and I'm gonna say, take your equal ass down and go see what's up. In the middle of the night, somebody coming into our house and stuff, go take your equal ass downstairs and then see what's up. I'm gonna be, like I said, in bed with the covers on, talking about, yo man, I hope you take that ass whooping as equal as I would. You know what I'm saying? Those are my general beliefs and my opinion. I mean, it's equal in a relationship, but everybody needs to play their role, plain and simple. Shout out to all the females out there. Shout out to our audience that is male listeners. As far as the LMNOP community, I won't speak on that as much, but I know that same position for them as well. Like, I seen a guy-on-guy couple, and there was an alpha male in their relationship, and there was more of a feminine male in the relationship. One was the mommy, and one was the father, you know what I'm saying? So it plays on different type of playing fields too, with this role and playing your role. So this shit is crazy. Now, I respect all women in general. Let me say that I respect all women that could be independent, that can do it on their own. Shout out to the few that can do that. You know what I'm saying? That's wifey material right there, when you can get out and get it on your own and don't need a man for nothing. But don't take that comment into, you know, like a complex idea. Like, I don't need a man for nothing, because at the end of the day, you want to get laid and sprayed. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you need your romances, or you need somebody to talk to. So for all the audience that listen, and you know, it just, it all goes down to just playing your role. You know, that's my general belief. You know, that's, play your role, play your part in a relationship, whatever you got to do. I just don't feel that as a male, we should turn into the opposite sex, especially in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? A woman is dating you because you have a dick, balls, and a voice, a much deeper voice and a little bit bigger. She is not dating you so she can date her twin. She wanted to do that, she can date one of her girlfriends or something, you know, and have a whole bunch of sushi. You know what I'm saying? So for the male out there that, you know, ain't as dominant, you better get your shit into gear, because I'm coming for your girl. At the same time, for the male that, you know, for the men out there that's doing their thing, you know, keep doing it. For the females out there doing their thing, keep doing it. But, you know, at the end of the day, we can be respectful, but it all comes back to, you know, being respectful and learning from one another as well. That's what I got on relationships. That's all I got for y'all. Like I said, I've been single for a while now. I've been wild and free. So, I mean, my ideas might be a little bit different. How I feel out there is, man, what is relationship? You know what I'm saying? Really look at that word and ask yourself, what is a relationship? And if you just got this thing going with this girl and y'all didn't make it official yet, I mean, y'all still doing the business, because you're doing adult shit with this female. So what is really a relationship, and is it as important to be or to have that title nowadays? Is it as important to have the title of husband and wife? If y'all been boyfriend and girlfriend for 8 years, a ring ain't gonna make no fucking difference. Because you've been waking up every day next to this person with bad breath. And, you know, every now and again, the panties you found have been dirty. I mean, a ring ain't gonna change that shit at all. That's still wifey. Because you done known all her dark secrets and shit. She knew your dark secrets when she caught you jerking off on the hub and shit. You know what I'm saying? So marriage is just a ring with all that other bullshit that you're already doing. Marriage is just a ring. A ring don't plug holes. If she was as loyal as being boyfriend and girlfriend, she's still gonna be loyal even in marriage, hopefully, right? And same for him. Or vice versa. Like, that's the type of shit that pisses me off, when you see boyfriend and girlfriend that know they've been living together for like 5 years, put in the time together, and then they want to get married, but they see all these warning signs and shit. It'd be ridiculous as hell. It's like you forgot to stop at a stop sign or something. Like, you be seeing these warning signs, but you still want to go through with it. Like, just because a girl gonna have a ring on her finger doesn't mean that she can't get fingered. Or just because a man has a ring on his finger doesn't mean he don't want to stick that ring finger in somebody else. See what I'm saying? I'm trying to be as graphic as possible to let y'all understand that we are all human. That shit was going on in Roman times and in ancient Egypt. I'm pretty sure the Pharaoh had a lot of concubines and shit. I mean, come on. I know I'm drifting from subject to subject, but...
No, you asked a question.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So that's my take on that as far as that goes. Back to gender roles. I don't know, let's see if we got any closing remarks behind that. I think that's a pretty controversial subject. It would be nice if we got some ladies to remark on that. I'm sure we got some holes that we got to fill, you know.
Ladies got holes to fill.
No pun intended. You know, I really meant what I literally, you know. No, Yeah, I think a man has his role and a woman has a role. I really feel that. But at the same time, you know, respect. And I do understand the roadblocks that we have. And I'm not saying, also, let me get this straight. I'm not saying a woman stays at home and takes care of the children. I don't even have kids, by the way, right now. But, you know, she just stays home and not do nothing. No. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, concubines, arranged marriages, or that's not me. That's totally not me. I love a woman with a open-minded woman, an independent woman. She have her own job. She doing her thing. Then she come home, and I like a woman who enjoys doing things around the house. I love a woman who enjoys cooking, who likes, you know, cleaning and cooking and doing laundry. And I love a woman like that. I love a woman who finds the time to give me attention. Men need attention too, especially early on in the relationship. It's like to please the woman and to get the woman in committed to you. It's like you got to do all this work to keep the relationship strong or to initiate the relationship. You got to give her a whole lot of attention, and then she's going to expect at least some of that or a lot of that attention throughout the relationship. So it's like, why is it that I'm always the one who's always trying to do all the pleasing and, buying flower cards and candy and all that and stuff and taking you out to eat and or whatever, you know, or remembering all the things that you like. And, you know, I would like for a woman to remember some of the things that I like to do. I'm taking her out to get her nails done or whatever, hair did and all that and stuff. Probably not doing that every day or whatever, but I'm doing things like that to please her. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't mind that. But, you know, I would like a little bit of attention too and some pleasure or whatever. And that's how you keep a man too. If you just doing things by default where like, oh, a man just, you know, he just want my pussy. He just want my body. And so that's what he's getting. No, I'm not a fucking robot. You know, that's not the only thing that comes with it, you know. And then we're talking about a relationship here. This is a long time span. You know, sometimes sex might get a little boring, especially the same sex with the same person. So, hey, spice it up a little bit, mix it up a little bit. Just go and take your man out and cook for your man. You know, take your man out to a picnic. You know, it seems a little corny or whatever, but I like shit like that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like a private picnic or whatever at one of those little community little parks, not them big ass motherfucking parks that's in the middle of the fucking city. I'm talking about like one of those little neighborhood community parks or whatever, where it doesn't even have a basketball court. It just got just an open field of grass. You know what I'm saying? Just go there or whatever and just, you know, eat and chill or whatever. Play a little bit of music. We ain't got to make out, although we probably is, you know, on the low, whatever. But so what? You know, it's cool. It's cool. It's fun stuff like that. I like stuff like that. But that's just me. You know, El can shake his head all he wants, but